From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer, and at the end of each year, the New Sounds crew and I get together to look back at some of our favorite musical performances of the preceding 12 months. Along with producer Karen Havlick and technical director Irene Trudell, we've come up with a list of 10 performances, not ranked in any particular order, 5 of which we've already heard on Monday. Now we'll hear the next 5, and it's a handful of performances that are all over the map, both literally and figuratively. In the background, tuba player, composer, and band leader Theon Cross. We first met Theon as part of the band Sons of Kemet, one of the leading bands on the London jazz scene, a scene that incorporates the sounds of electronic music, Caribbean music, hip-hop, and psychedelia. This is Theon's own project with his band, and they performed this remotely from their studio in London this spring. The song is called We Go Again.
We'll be right back.
That's called We Go Again, live performance by tuba player Theon Cross and his band, performing live in their studio in London as one of our remote soundcheck sessions early in 2022. Things changed pretty dramatically in September when our studios were finally reopened and we could actually have musicians come to us the way we had done before the pandemic. And the first musicians to join us in our new sound studio here at WNYC were the Afro-Cuban pianist Omar Sosa, making a return appearance, and bringing with him this time the American sax player Peter Apfelbaum. The two of them performed on piano and saxophone, but Omar had a little surprise in store, an unusual kind of rhythm track, which consists of the sounds of the Akka people of Central Africa, who play percussion on the surface of the river with cupped hands, and it actually makes a pretty neat rhythm track for this song called Umba Kondo. Here is Omar Sosa and Peter Apfelbaum, the first song in the first set of live music to be played in our studios after they finally reopened. I run. That is Omar Sosa, the Afro-Cuban pianist who has joined us in our studio numerous times over the years and each time doing something different with different musicians. In September, he came in with Peter Apfelbaum, the American sax player, and they performed that piece called Umbacondo with Omar reaching in inside the piano and altering the sounds of the strings while he played, and also accompanying the two of them with the sampled sounds of the Aka people, one of the so-called pygmy peoples of Central Africa, and that rhythm track of splashing rhythmically on the surface of the river, a sound that comes from a recording that we heard back many years ago on New Sounds. And the New Sounds crew, at the end of each year, takes a look back at some of our Soundcheck podcasts, and we all get together and decide what the most memorable performances were. This year, there was one unanimous choice, and it is the song you're about to hear next. Robin Hitchcock, the veteran English singer, songwriter, guitarist, whose songs can be eccentric and surreal, but also beautiful and poignant. His most recent album is called Shuffle Mania, and in November, Robin Hitchcock, with just his acoustic guitar in hand, came back to our studios and played this song. The title, The Man Who Loves the Rain, he explained, was actually an unused title by the author Raymond Chandler. So Robin used it for this song.
Okay. Respect the dead. You will be joining them soon. Honor your father and mother and all of the folks on the moon. In watery handwriting scattered in drops on my window. He wrote, I am the weather vane. I'm the man who loves the rain. Don't last too long, the world changes under your feet. Life is eternal, life is so brief, and life is so sweet. Sweeter than even a fox in a hole or a thorn in a brain. I am the weather vane. Swaying with every feeling that hits me again and again. I'm the man who loves the rain. I'm the man who loves the rain. On both of them, I like to keep people guessing as well when I'm close to them. I have two clouds, both of them hard to contain. One of them showers the flowers, the other one bursts into flames. I am the weather vane. Love me or leave me, you have to believe me, I'll jump your train. I'm the man who loves the rain. I'm the man who loves the rain. Don't try to leave, and don't you try to remain. I'm the man who loves the rain.
English singer, songwriter, and guitarist Robin Hitchcock, The Man Who Loves the Rain. An unused title for a story from Raymond Chandler, now used as the title of that song by Robin Hitchcock with its memorable opening line, "Respect the dead, you'll be joining them soon." Live performance in our studio last month in November from Robin Hitchcock, and one of the best of Soundcheck of 2022. As I mentioned earlier, our studios reopened in September. Before that, we were mostly doing remote things, but the green space was available to us on occasion. That's our ground floor performance venue here at WNYC. And in the green space, in January, we got our Soundcheck podcast series off to a great start with the Mexican singer and songwriter Silvana Estrada. Now, as you listen to this song, you may think that she, too, is playing a guitar. She's not. She plays the Venezuelan cuatro, somewhat smaller than a guitar and, as the name might imply, has only four strings rather than six. But that's plenty for Silvana Estrada. Marchita, Withered, is the name of this song, recorded live in the green space downstairs in January.
Tantas veces que inevitable es el recuerdo y la angustia del reencuentro de tu piel contra mi piel. Me has costado tanto y tanto que ya mi alma se marchita y se deshace en lagrimitas que se olvidaron de rezar. Y si yo hubiera sabido que para ti era tan poco, hubiera sido más prudente al entregarte el corazón. Y si yo hubiera sabido que para ti todo era un juego, aquel verano entre tus besos no hubiera escrito esta canción. Poco a poco voy perdiendo la claridad de tu retrato, pero no olvido ni un segundo el dulce tacto de tus manos. Oh,
the Mexican musician Silvana Estrada with her mix of vocals, the Venezuelan cuatro, a four-stringed guitar-like instrument, and a drawing on the sounds of jazz, Portuguese fado music, classical music, and the sounds of the Gulf Coast of Mexico, the state where she grew up, all coming together in that song called Marchita, which means withered, and which is the title track of the album by Silvana Estrada. One of the most memorable live performances of 2022, and that's saying something because we recorded that one all the way back in January. And as we do at the end of each year at New Sounds, we are looking at our Soundcheck podcast series, live performances and interviews, and presenting at the end of the year some of the best of the preceding 12 months. The Silvana Estrada performance took place downstairs in the green space. At that time of the year, our upstairs studios were still closed, and we were doing most of these soundcheck things remotely. The studios reopened in September, as I mentioned earlier. And in September, we also celebrated 40 years of New Sounds on the air here at WNYC FM in New York. And we celebrated with a big live event at Brooklyn Bowl. We've already heard in the first half of this best of series from the band Red Barat. Now let's hear something from Combo Chimbita. This is a quartet of Colombian musicians who actually met while living here in New York. So although the music is rooted in South America, this is very much a New York, specifically a Queens band. And lots of electronics, lots of high energy, especially from lead singer Carolina Oliveros. Let's hear their performance of La Perla, Combo Chimbita, from the New Sounds 40th anniversary party at Brooklyn Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh yeah yeah. Yeah yeah. Oh yeah yeah. Yeah yeah. Oh yeah yeah. Yeah yeah. Oh. Oh yeah yeah. Oh. Yeah yeah. Oh yeah yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yes.
The band is Combo Chimbita, based here in New York, four Colombian musicians who met while living here in New York. That song's called La Perla, and they played that live for us, not in our studio, but in Brooklyn, at Brooklyn Bowl, back in September. September 21st was the night of our big 40th anniversary party, celebrating 40 years of new sounds on the air here at WNYC-FM. And one of the things we like to do on New Sounds at the end of each year is to sort through our soundcheck series of live performances and interviews to find some of the most memorable music performances of the preceding 12 months. That's what we've been doing. You can actually watch many of these performances on our website, newsounds.org, or on the New Sounds YouTube channel. The ones early in the year were shot by David McLean, the more recent ones by Eric Weber. And throughout the year, our technical director has been Irene Trudell. And in addition to celebrating 40 years of New Sounds, we also celebrated in September 20 years of Karen Havlick as the New Sounds producer. And I'm John Schaefer. Hope you've enjoyed hearing some of these memorable musical moments of 2022. And from all of us, all the best to you for 2023.